Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. If you are new here, my name is Lena. Welcome. Today I want to talk about reality when manifesting. Specifically, do not ignore your reality when manifesting. All right, so while it's true that circumstances really do not matter because everything is a reflection, you can change anything, you should not ignore your reality. Believe me, I tried. Shortly after my awakening experience a couple of years ago, I thought if I just stayed inside, meditated, and tried to focus only on what I wanted to experience, 3D would reflect that instantly. First of all, a mindset shift. Changing old thoughts, old assumptions, things like that, take persistence. So it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. You know, as we grow up and we're conditioned to believe certain things, and some of them are deep rooted. So it's not easy to change those overnight, at least in my experience. But I thought, you know, if I just stayed inside and meditated and just focused on only the good things, that my outer world would reflect that pretty instantly. It took me a couple of months to realize that I couldn't hide from the world. I literally, after my awakening experience, I think I meditated a lot, just stayed indoors and I scripted and I wrote affirmations and things like that. And I was hesitant to go out and encounter anybody or anything because I thought if I go out and I see something I don't like and I react to it, it's going to, you know, that's going to keep happening. And while that is true, you know, as we react to things, it manifests, like it goes, it doesn't recede into the past, it goes into the future. So I was a little bit fearful of that happening. But I soon learned, you can't ignore reality. You just have to face it. And if you're encountering things you don't like, as you're working on new beliefs and assumptions and things like that, you just persist through it. So I want you to remember how powerful you are, because everything we experience without first happens within. We are the causation of everything. And so even some of this, the unlovely things out there, the scary things out there, you know, the deeper things that happen that we don't necessarily think that we create. I'm not going to go too deep into that, and I don't want to kind of freak anybody out, but as you progress on this journey of kind of understanding that you truly are the creator, or that you're selecting various things that already exist that you want to manifest into your awareness, it's a process. So it takes some time to understand. But anyway, just remember how powerful you are. And instead of ignoring your reality, the things that, you know, you are experiencing, choose not to accept unwanted circumstances. You have that choice. You make the choice. So if somebody is treating you in a way that you don't like, in your mind, you do not have to accept that. You do not have to react to that. So you become the master of your mind and what you are doing internally. So personally, I have found that paying attention to what, like, my 3D reality is showing me is helpful, because that reflection indicates both current and previous states of consciousness, my current and previous states of consciousness. And because we're always manifesting and this world is really just a shadow, oftentimes as we're changing our story, We're changing our beliefs and our assumptions, and we're occupying new states of consciousness, meaning instead of experience poverty, you're experiencing stability or wealth. Instead of ill health, you're experiencing feeling healthy, etc. All right, that's occupying new higher states of consciousness. All right, so again, we may not see that reflection right away. But then again, in my experience, some things manifest pretty quickly. So, I mean, I can think of a thing and then maybe encounter that thing, you know, in the later that day and the following, you know, couple days, what have you. And for me, that's pretty instantaneous. And a lot of times, you know, we think things are random when they're really not. So you don't want to ignore your reality, because then you may miss those things that do align with your new beliefs, etc. Again, even if they seem pretty random, when you start to become aware and you notice those little things. So maybe yesterday I thought about a blue butterfly. And then today I was watching a television show, or I walked out into my backyard and I saw a blue butterfly, you know, on my patio furniture, or in this TV show that I watched, I saw a blue butterfly. That's a pretty instantaneous manifestation. And if you're aware and you see those types of manifestations, which again, many people think that they are random when they're really not, it can help build your faith when it comes to understanding that we're always manifesting, like all of the time. And even some of those things that we consider like bigger manifestations, they'll manifest in our reality. It's inevitable that they will eventually manifest. But being aware of those small things can help build our faith sometimes. So don't ignore your reality, because you don't want to miss those small things either, right? And even the smaller things that align with your new beliefs, etc. So you can choose whether to accept the unwanted things that you notice or not accept them. Again, master your mind and your emotions. And it takes some persistence, but it's possible. I have experience, so I know that it is fully possible. So if you don't like the unlovely things that you may be experiencing, circumstances, etc., just remind yourself, I don't have to accept this. Don't react to it. And if you do react, don't be hard on yourself. Just be persistent, and eventually you'll get to the point where, you know, things don't really bother you as much, because you know what you are experiencing internally is really, as long as you're changing, you know, certain beliefs and assumptions and things, that's really what matters, is what you're doing internally. So I find, again, that paying attention to the 3D allows me to really fine-tune my ability to be consciously aware of what I'm doing internally. So if I experience an unwanted circumstance, I simply observe it, and I think to myself, what is this showing me? Or if I know that it represents like an old belief or something, then it allows me the opportunity to reaffirm my new beliefs. For example, the other day I was at Lowe's, and I was at the counter in the flooring department, and I was waiting and waiting. I had been standing there quite a while, and in the past there's a chance I would have reacted. Well, I know for a fact I would have reacted and been impatient. And this time I thought to myself, okay, I'm a priority. I am a priority. And that was reaffirming that, okay, no matter what I'm experiencing right now, and trust me, it was a pretty long wait. The entire process from beginning to end took quite a while. And I just kept reaffirming, nope, doesn't matter what I'm seeing. I know that I'm a priority. I'm always a priority. And that is what I kept reaffirming to myself. And you know, and that was it. So that's what you have to do sometimes, is not ignore your reality, just observe it. Choose to accept something or not. And just know that as long as you work on yourself internally, everything is going to work out just as it should. All right. So thank you. That is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining me. And I will see you guys in the next episode next Sunday for the topic will be training your focus when manifesting. All right. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. See you guys next time. Bye.